I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. West Monroe police have identified the man who jumped from the Endon Bridge. Authorities say the man was 22-year-old Scotty Wesley of West Monroe. His body was recovered late Thursday morning. Three law enforcement agencies spent most of Wednesday and Thursday searching for the man's body. Sergeant C.J. Beck of the West Monroe Police Department says the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office recovered the body by dragging the river. He was on the scene when they recovered the body. He says investigators do not suspect foul play, and at this time, everything points to suicide. Lawyers say a man at the center of a Supreme Court case on mandatory sentences for juveniles is free after 30 years. In 1985, George Toka was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison for the shooting death of a friend during a botched armed robbery. The Supreme Court ruled in 2012 that judges and juries must take account of age when sentencing people who were younger than 18 at the time of their crimes. Unresolved was whether that decision could be used to seek new sentences in closed cases. The justices agreed last month to hear Toka's case. However, Toka pleaded guilty Thursday to manslaughter and armed robbery. District Attorney Leon Cannizzaro says the prosecutors and Toka's attorneys will move to withdraw the Supreme Court case. Abortion rights supporters say a rewrite of Louisiana's abortion clinic regulations is aimed at forcing clinics to close as leaders in conservative southern states continue to add new limitations to the procedure. Louisiana's health department says the 20-page revamp of clinic standards accounts for recent legislative changes, while also clarifying licensing requirements and staffing provisions to protect safety. Critics packed a public hearing Thursday to oppose the regulation changes planned by Governor Bobby Jindal's administration. Ellie Schilling, a lawyer representing the state's abortion clinics, says the new rules have burdensome paperwork requirements, far-reaching operational regulations, and limited ways for a clinic to appeal when its license is pulled. So how likely would it be that former KKK leader and Louisiana lawmaker David Duke would be elected in Louisiana again? Not very likely, according to political analyst Bernie Pinsonet. Duke challenged Congressman Steve Scalise to step down for apologizing about speaking to a supremacist group in 2002. Pinsonet says Duke is only milking it for attention.
David Duke's not going to get elected to Congress. He certainly won't beat Steve Scalise. And since he's gotten a little national coverage, I think he's going to take advantage of it for as long as possible.
Pinsonet says the Duke is simply trying to get publicity, and he will probably never get reelected in Louisiana should he choose to run. This is KEDM News.